One day Jesus was walking along a road when he came upon a man who was crying. "Friend," Jesus said, "what's wrong?" "I'm blind," replied the man. "Can you help me?" Jesus reached out his hand and healed him. As Jesus continued on his way, he came across a woman weeping. "Friend," he said, "what's wrong?" The woman said, "I'm lame and I can't walk. Can you help me?" Jesus reached out his hand and healed her. As Jesus moved on, he came upon another man who was sobbing. "Friend," Jesus said, "what's wrong?" The man replied, "I'm a minister. Can you help me?" And Jesus sat down and wept with him. I don't know whether to laugh or cry at that story. Maybe a little of both. According to a survey, 90% of ministers work more than 46 hours a week. 80% feel that their ministry is negatively affecting their families. 75% reported a major crisis in their lives due to stress in their ministry. 75% of ministers do not have someone they consider a close friend. 75%. 70% say their self-image is lower since entering the ministry. Thank you, members of Asbury, for giving me some time off during the summer. It makes a huge difference for me, and I hope for you. I especially want to thank Ray and Randy and Claudette, to Ray and to our host pastors for leading our services, Greg and Steve for leading our hymns, and to everyone else who helped with the worship. To Randy and Claudette for doing all they do every day, every week to keep things running. And how about the newly renovated rooms on the first floor, the offices and children's rooms? Aren't they wonderful? Wow! You know what else that they did that thrills me? They put automatic lights in our restrooms. The lights turn on and off automatically now. Do you know how many times in my 23 years here I've locked up the building late at night after a long day, got in my car, and then realized a bathroom light had been left on? No more having to get back out and go into the building to turn off a bathroom light. Thank you. And I want to thank all of you. Whoever comes to preach here loves it. As Reverend Risher said at the start of her sermon a couple of weeks ago, she felt your love. Everyone who preaches here realizes that this is a special place, a special congregation, and it's mighty good to be back with you. I heard that while I was away, you had a men's cake cooking contest, and that there were 19 entries. Incredible. In fact, see the new incredible newsletter. It's in color this month, and they have all 19 of those cakes in there. So they're fabulous. It was such a big hit that it may need to be an annual event. And if we do it again, I will make a contribution. Even if it is while I am away, I will be making an entry of one of my specialities. for there is something you do not know about me. My wife doesn't even know this about me. I'm not sure I should let this out of the bag. This is going to shock you. When I was a child, from the age of 10 to 12, every single day, I turned on the television and watched Graham Kerr, the Galloping Gourmet. If you're not familiar with the Galloping Gourmet, he was the most entertaining chef in the world. Graham Kerr was part comedian, part magician, part chef. And he actually has a lot to do with the success of this church and our creative worship services, because he taught me that cooking shouldn't be boring. And if cooking shouldn't be boring, then worshiping the creator of the universe shouldn't be boring. So thank you, Graham Kerr. I watched them a lot, but I'm still not a good cook, though. One of my goals during my time away was to get in better shape physically and spiritually. The main method I was going to use for helping me physically was swimming. I've always loved the water. I grew up swimming in the May River in Bluffton, South Carolina, and at the old aquatic pool here in Savannah off of Gwinnett, which was by the old Savannah Little Theater. Some of you will remember that place. So I decided to join the Chatham County Aquatic Center, which is a large facility on Sally Moon Drive. I actually did this back in March. And instead of paying each visit or by the month, I decided to join for the entire year, because I figured that if I invested more money, then I would be more committed to it. I figured wrong. I went inside and paid in March and did not go back into that building until my vacation started in July. That's pretty sad, isn't it? I kept finding reasons not to go, kept finding important things to do. And honestly, I probably delayed things because I didn't think it would be a very pleasant experience. You see, one reason I stopped swimming many years ago is because I had neck surgery. And my neck is not as flexible as it once was, so it is difficult for me to turn my head to breathe while swimming, and it's very important to breathe. But a couple of years ago, church member Iris Dayoff solved my problem. She bought me something called a swim snorkel. Let me get you my swim snorkel. It's like most snorkels, except that instead of being on your side, it goes in the center like this, all right? Helps you keep focus straight in the lane, right? All right. When my swim snorkel... Oh, I'm sorry. So I'm ready now. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There was another problem. I tried the snorkel, and it worked well. But I had another issue. As I've gotten older, my eyes have gotten very sensitive to chlorine. I tried a variety of goggles, but none of them worked well. Water kept creeping in, impeding my vision, burning my eyes. So swimming wasn't enjoyable. I couldn't see. But several months ago, another church member, Preston Hodges, told me about the goggles he uses. They're wonderful, he said. Now, he said, they're not as small as the typical swimming goggles, so you don't look as cool in them, but they work. And I said, well, let's give it a try. So I went out and bought Preston's swim goggles. And so I'm ready now. Off I go to the pool with my new goggles and my new snorkel, and they both worked wonderfully. I swam laps for about 15 minutes,
And I was exhausted.
It was a bit depressing because the guy swimming in the lane next to me, who, believe it or not, was twice my size, swam twice as long as I did. He swam laps for 30 minutes. I was amazed. I asked him, "How do you do it?" He said, "Just keep practicing." So it was a bittersweet experience. The goggles and snorkel worked, but I realized how out of shape I was. I then go on a trip to New York. And after spending time there, we took a train to see friends in Massachusetts. I met a woman there who I didn't know, but we got to talking, and she said she liked to swim. I said, "Hey, I'm starting to do that too." She said, "I love it. I just put in my earbuds, listen to the music, and off I go." I said, "Wait a minute. You listen to music? How do you do that?" She said, "Yes, they now have these wonderful waterproof devices for music." And so the first thing I did when I got home, was order me a waterproof iPod. When it arrived, I wasn't sure what to do with it. So Sherry helped me put music on it. I didn't know how to do it, but I picked out 15 of my favorite songs, even though I only needed two or three to handle the amount of time I would be in the pool. So I go to the pool now for the second time, put on my mask, my snorkel, put in my earbuds, turn on my iPod, jump into the pool, and start swimming. And I swim, and I swim, and I swim, and I'm not tired. I had been swimming a while, so I get out of the pool, look at the clock, and realize that I had been swimming 45 minutes. Well, something incredible happened when I could breathe, when I could see, and when I could have music. Something special happened. And it happened the next time, and the next, and the next, and the next. Now, I'm not the prettiest fish in the pool. With my snorkel, my oversized mask, and my earbuds with wires coming out of it, I kind of look like the creature from the Black Lagoon. But I'm swimming, and I'm enjoying it. But this is what's really interesting. What was originally designed to help me physically is helping me spiritually. Swimming these laps helps me to detach, to pull back from the world, and get in touch with something bigger than me. Now that sounds crazy since I'm very exposed. I'm in a bathing suit in the middle of a pool with people all around me. But because of the snorkel, I don't have to lift my head. With the goggles, I can keep my eyes open underwater in a whole new world. And with the earbuds, the music takes me to different places of meditation. As I am swimming, I get an idea. Why not use this time to pray? I'm a very slow swimmer. Why don't I pray during this time? And I'll let the music, the songs, help me determine who I pray for. Now remember, I selected the songs before I realized that I would be doing this, so I had to be a little creative. For instance, when Louis Armstrong starts singing, "What a Wonderful World," "I See Trees of Green," "Red Roses Too," I start offering prayers of thanksgiving and gratitude. When Percy Sledge starts singing, "When a man loves a woman, start praying for my wife, Sherry. That's personal. When Bring Him Home starts playing from Les Miserables, I can pray for my children then. When Tom Jones starts singing about the green, green grass of home, I pray for my extended family, my cousins and relatives. Yes, they'll all come out to meet me, right? When the village people start singing YMCA, I start praying for all of you. I'm just kidding. I don't have that one on my iPod. I just couldn't resist. Since there are so many of you, you actually get two songs. The Prayer, sung by Celine Dion and Bocelli, and Simon Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water. When you're weary, feeling small, I'm praying for you. So if you're ever on Sally Moon Drive on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, look over to the Aquatic Center and remind yourself that Billy is lifting you up in prayer. I'm praying for you a lot. And the song I use for myself is called You Are My Hiding Place. I love that song. I especially love the version done by a three-person group called Selah. S-E-L-A-H, it's a Hebrew word used often in the book of Psalms. If you're ever looking for music to use for prayer and inspiration, try out their CD, Selah. We're going to sing this song, You Are My Hiding Place, for you when you're receiving communion today. And so I found my hiding place in a pool of all places. Thanks to my snorkel, my goggles, and music. They make up an interesting aquatic trinity. The snorkel represents breath. God, the Creator, the God of Genesis, who took human beings and breathed the breath of life into them. Without the breath of God, there is no life. You may recall that the Jewish name for God is Yahweh. The name was not spoken. It was meant to be breathed. Its pronunciation is an attempt to imitate the sound of inhalation and exhalation. So sometimes when I'm swimming, I'll simply breathe the sound Yahweh over and over. And it's really cool, folks. When you breathe like that into a snorkel while in the water, it gets this really cool reverb in it. You really hear it better. The snorkel, God the Creator, the breath of life, we're nothing without it. We have to be connected to it. And then you have the goggles, which represent vision, seeing Jesus the Christ, God in flesh. We know about God's character and passion, most decisively through Jesus. Christ shows us what God is like and how we are to live. We can see it. Without my goggles, I am blind in the water and I swim in all kinds of directions. Christ is our vision. He teaches us, shows us, gives us direction. With my goggles, I can see my goal. With Christ, I see the goal. I'm reminded of a simple song that speaks of this so clearly. Jesus came showing God's love. Jesus came showing God's love. Jesus came showing God's love. Hallelujah forevermore. Jesus came offering God's peace. Jesus came offering God's peace. Jesus came offering God's peace. Hallelujah forevermore. Jesus came doing justice. Jesus came doing justice. Jesus came doing justice. Hallelujah forevermore. The goggles are Jesus the Christ, our vision. We're lost without it. The third element of the Trinity is music, the Holy Spirit, sometimes called the advocate, the helper, the comforter. Just as the music gave me the ability to turn a stressful 15-minute swim into a refreshing, renewing 45-minute swim, the Spirit is what gives us the ability to keep our balance. It gives us the strength to be loving and gentle no matter what happens to us in life. The music helps me get into a rhythm while swimming. It makes everything easier for me. That's what the Spirit does for us. There are times when I'm swimming wonderfully, but then someone gets in the lane next to me and passes me. My instinct, also called my ego, gets me to go faster, to try to catch up to them and not let the other person beat me to the wall. But then I start losing my breath, I start splashing more, I start getting out of rhythm, and the whole experience becomes negative and draining, exhausting. And so then I realize that my only hope of getting back into rhythm is to get back to focusing on the music. God's Spirit is like that. You want a life of joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control? Well, we have to stay in touch with the Spirit. It helps us from being controlled by pride and by insecurities. The Spirit empowers us to do amazing things, so it's important to stay connected to it, to keep refocusing. So Monday, I couldn't swim because I had to take my son Wendell to Columbus, Georgia. He's going to be in the musical Dream Girls at the Springer Opera House. Then he's in a show in Virginia, and then he comes back to the Springer to be in a production of the musicals Newsies and then West Side Story. So if you're around Columbus, Georgia in the next 6 or 7 months, you might check to see if Wendell is in a show there. So Wednesday, I go to the aquatic center and I forget that I had taken out my gear out of the car to put Wendell stuff in it. I didn't have time to go back home to get it. So I tried to do some laps without my aquatic trinity. It was a disaster. I looked like I didn't know how to swim. I couldn't see. I couldn't breathe. I lasted 10 minutes. I was miserable. 2 days later, on Friday, I went back with my aquatic trinity and swam for over an hour and felt wonderful. If one of those three pieces is missing, the breathing, the vision, the music, the Spirit, then the swimming is not pleasing for me, and I can't swim as long. And so it is with God the Creator, the Christ, the Holy Spirit. Each have an important function for our lives. They are our breath, our vision, our helper. So I want to encourage you to find ways to experience all three aspects of God. Be it in a pool or on a mountain or in a garden or wherever, because it makes a great difference in how we live and experience life. Richard Rohr recently sent out an email that said, "Make a date with the Holy Spirit." We need to find ways to be and stay connected to this aquatic trinity. Now, I believe Asbury Memorial is one of the best places to get in touch with these three aspects of God. We're really good at encouraging each other to breathe here, to experience God the Creator. We're really good at examining the life of Jesus of Nazareth and studying his teachings so that we have a vision and know the direction we should be going. We're really good at experiencing the Holy Spirit through worship and music and centering prayer so that we can be empowered. We need the community of faith. Remember, I would have never experienced the aquatic trinity this wonderful swimming experience had it not been for Iris Dayab and Preston Hodges. Not only did they help me get the snorkel and the goggles, they kept encouraging me to take time out for myself to exercise. See, although we can and should experience the theological Trinity outside of a church setting, the community of faith is a great place to get in touch with breath, vision, and power. And the church should be an expert at this aquatic Trinity because we specialize in water. We have baptisms that remind us of God's unconditional love, that which we need more than anything. And so let us seek experiences with the Trinity. Then when we are crying, weeping, or sobbing, we will experience healing. And we can join Jesus on the road to start healing others. In the name of God the Creator, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.